They talk about football a lot, but at the NFL owners' meetings last week in Florida, Bills GM Doug Whaley and head coach Doug Marrone sat down to talk about their working relationship, a relationship that started even before Marrone got the Bills coaching job.
Prior to us all being together, you know, people tend to forget that when the interview process started for Buffalo to look for a head coach, Doug was a big part of that. And I was aware up front that there was going to be a transition, you know, between Buddy and then Doug coming in. So, you know, the philosophy of what I believed in when I was asked those questions was during the standpoint of how the roster is being built of, hey, you know, let's try to look at the bottom of this roster. Let's try to turn this. Hey, look, I don't want to be involved in looking for it. I want to say, hey, let's go out and get it.
And to add on what Coach says, everybody wants to say it's my pick or his pick. It's the Buffalo Bills pick. And I'm a firm believer that the information makes the decision. I don't make the decision. He doesn't make the decision. Jim Monas or Pro. We throw out the information and we look at it and say, this guy, being on the same page of our philosophy of how we want to build this team, we look at that information and say, this guy subscribes to the theory of what we want to achieve.
There must be differences of opinion, though, from time to time.
And you need it. It's healthy. Yeah. Absolutely. But we do it in a professional way. And then, again, we look at the information and say, again, this is the best player for us to get done what we need to get done.
I've heard you say there are times when you spend more time talking with Doug Marrone than you do with your wife. How's your wife feel about that?
Sometimes I think she likes it, you know, especially now that I'm all on the road a lot. Yeah. When I come home, I always mess up her schedule. So, no, it's just one of those things where you got to have constant communication. Again, we want to be on the same page throughout the building. And between Coach, myself, and Russ, well, I mean, it's just all the time. Yeah. So everybody knows how everybody feels. Everybody knows what direction we're going, and everybody knows the stated goal. So I think that's the only way to do it.
Is there a path from your office to Doug?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think what you see is there's two areas. I think when we get to the preseason and in season, I put a large part of that responsibility on myself to communicate with Doug on a daily basis of where the team is. You know, and Doug and his people, when I say that, the rest of the scouting department, Russ Brandon, they're watching practice quite a bit, and obviously I'm involved. But the communication of, even when the season comes, of, you know, who's up and who's down, that's early in the week. Doug's aware of that, where we are injury-wise. We're together meeting with doctors at the same time. So I feel like it's my responsibility during that. And I take a lot of pride in that, you know, being able to go to Doug and his availability for me. But then now I think it starts to switch, and Doug, in turn, does a great job with me saying, hey, here's what we're thinking. Here's who we're working out. Hey, grab this, watch this, do that. So the revolt's kind of reversed. But I think the reason why it works so well is because I think we both take pride in making sure that we're communicating with each other and we both know those responsibilities.
Your offseason is his season.
Right. So yeah. To piggyback on him, I told him, I said, listen, during the season, you're the face of this organization. I'm a support role. You come to me and say, hey, this is what I need. I'm going out and we're going to try to find it. The best player out there that can help us get better, either injury replacement, practice squad, or roster addition.
Do you guys have to make appointments to go talk to each other?
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. We got to make appointments to go see Russ. We got to make sure we get on his docket.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Doug and I, we're right next to each other.
You seem to me like you might be more excitable or emotional sometimes when it comes to, we need this guy.
No. I know that's how you make mistakes, you know, and I think it's a long thing in talking about it. If someone, you know, and prior to coming here, you know, I worked with Jim Monas when we were in New Orleans,
right.
You know, so Doug has a sense from Jim of how I work. So I'm more likely to take a step back, you know, and say, oof, you know, let me think about this and see how it goes. And then rather than just jump on and go. Doug, we've already figured each other out. When Doug comes to me, the first thing I say is, I don't like him. That means I haven't seen enough of him. I haven't seen enough of him, you know, saying, then I go back and go, hey, watch the tape, I like this guy. And Doug will joke with me and go, I got you figured out now.
I said,
you do, because if I say I like him early and don't have a lot of information, I said, then I go back and look at the table, I'm like, I start hedging myself on him. Doug will be like, well, you said you like the guy. You already told me you like the guy.
I think the key to making wise decisions is taking the emotion out of it. You want to not make emotional decisions or rash decisions. You want to be methodical in your thought process and coming up with a conclusion to a problem.
And Doug's that guy. Doug is more of, you know, he's back there. He's listening. In the room, he's listening. If I get a little excited or Jim gets a little bit excited or if a scout gets excited or if Russ gets excited. You know, Russ may be the guy that gets excited.
Yeah, he's the most excitable.
But Doug's the one back there, and he's just listening, taking it all in.
It's pretty clear you have a good working relationship. Do you hang out socially?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
When our wives let us.
I don't see any golf clubs here.
No.
Especially with me being on the road a lot, and when my wife lets me, yes, absolutely.